Unit 37. Healthy is beautiful. We live in a time of eyeball economy, according to the world's marketers, and the advantages a great body bestows have made beautiful women different than ordinary women. To women, a clear message is that what you look like explains what kind of people you are. Meanwhile, media grasp every chance to head the direction of women's aesthetics, leading both men and women to increase their charm. They have defined the relationship between men and women as that in which women attract men and gain appreciation with their beauty, tenderness, obedience, and sex appeal. Regardless of a woman's spiritual world, vigorous vitality, and social contribution, an inordinate value has been placed on their bodies. On the contrary, men's value contains spiritual quality and relies on successes. No matter where a woman is and whether she is at a high or low status, some attention will be paid to her appearance. So, in today's world, pleasing and marrying a good man has become a major pursuit and realization of value for many women. That is to say, to women, a good appearance is no longer a vain demand of their own, but a social need, all forced by society. The colorful and exciting life of various stars, seen repeatedly in media and ads, discourages other women. Once they learn that many of these successful women's beautiful appearances are recreated, they also turn, in large numbers, to gyms, beauty salons, and weight loss clinics to draw out fat, enlarge and reshape their breasts, remove spots or speckles, or heighten the bridge of their noses. Some of them even have toxin injected into their bodies. This kind of extreme way of life costs not only money, but more important, health and even life. Although so-called ideal beauties are in a small proportion of population, in reality, every woman has her own uniqueness. However, in the social culture, the one-sidedness and narrow views regarding a woman's value makes women feel from time to time that their appearance is far from the ideal standard. Subsequently, they take the remolding of their appearances as a lifetime goal, so as to cater either to society's views or to men's aesthetic standards. Various investigations have revealed that it is a worldwide phenomenon that women are overcritical about their bodies. In Hong Kong, 60% of the 16 to 42-year-old interviewees are displeased with their breasts, and half of them are considered having them augmented. Being young, pretty, slim, and sexy are society's standard for the ideal woman. In fact, this standard is contradictory to the law of women's physical growth. Foot binding in ancient times, and this age's facelifting and body reshaping, despite being different, are also the same in nature. That is that women have to follow the standards and demands of the mainstreaming aesthetic culture, and have set themselves against their own bodies. So it is hoped that men and women will make efforts together to make a breakthrough from the ill aesthetic culture, and recreate a new image of healthy and beautiful women. Any woman is beautiful as long as she is healthy, both mentally and physically, and brings happiness to the people around her.